Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley D.
PatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So let's get over to this really quick, okay? I first want you to understand those that are still following and worshiping the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump. I want you to remember he never built the wall, okay? Not one square inch. There was 100 miles of refurbished wall, okay? But it was never built. That's why they're talking about having to rebuild it. Trump worshipers are trying to justify him for not building the bridge, okay? They're trying to justify him as being the most gay president in history. Trump tweeted of himself as the most gay president in the history of the world. Well, that's incredible. Okay. They're also advocating and trying to justify Donald Trump by trying to strip him of his honor when it came to him being the most Second Amendment president ever in the history of America. Makes no sense. Okay, though during his first 500 days, he created 55 illegal policies undermining the Second Amendment, trying to strip the American people of the right to bear arms. I got all the links here. If you'd like them, I'd be more than happy to send them to you. And guess who told us this? The mainstream media that nobody believes, right? This is also the same guy they're trying to justify. Donald Trump, again, going back to the wall, he's going to build the wall because he wanted to keep all those dangerous Muslims that the mainstream media told us about for 18 years, right? Well, the fact of the matter is Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, highlighted the fact that Donald Trump gave three times more to Muslim organizations in America than that of Barack Obama. Well, Bradley, we got you on the abortion issue. No, you don't, because when it comes to the most pro-life president in the history of America, that doesn't make sense neither, because we found out the Washington Times reported that Donald Trump, behind the backs of the American people, as a matter of fact, it was one of his first acts that he illegally legislated. He told the people what they wanted to hear, and just like he always does behind closed doors, he does the exact opposite. He actually gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Obama did. Okay? This is what these Trump worshipers try to support, okay? And the list goes on concerning his crimes against the people, but they continuously try to prop up what they can. Oh, and don't forget, friends, that Donald Trump just last month was actually in Mar-a-Lago supporting all the gay GOPs that were in American government. I don't want you to forget about that. See, people haven't come to the realization that what Donald Trump says and what he does are two different stories. I don't know how many different ways I need to paint the picture or show you the fruit in his corrupt basket. I really don't. So what I did is just yesterday, I did a show on attorneys are saying Donald Trump told them to march over to the Capitol and to fight like H.E. double hockey sticks. Okay. And what's interesting is, I'm going to give you the quotes here, attorneys have pointed out that Trump's unleashed this mob on the Capitol. I want you to make clear on who the mob was. It was not the Patriots. It was those that were paid to be the mob that they needed to be the mob. Okay? That's why the cameras were there. Okay? Who enticed the people to go in the first place? Donald Trump did. It was one of the things that the attorneys that are defending an individual that's being accused of crimes for being a luckless soul that was there on January 6th. They're accusing Donald Trump of being the one that enticed them. Of course he was the one that enticed them. There's no question about it. That was my point. He enticed them. He said he was going to lead them over to the Capitol. That's all I said. In leading them to the Capitol, that's something Donald failed to do. But I want to tell you who did lead them to the Capitol was Ray Epp, an FBI informant who said of himself that's what he did. And there were several others. The film's all out there for you to see what was going on. The Patriots that were allured to go were friends, the ones that were being set up. So Donald entices them. They're led into the Capitol by FBI informants and paid provocateurs that were bussed in. We know all this. It's all on video. There's no speculation here, right? We all know this. And then they were attacked by the DC police, the FBI informants, the brown shirts, and that of paid provocateurs that were bussed in. Now, my question was this. That's all I asked is, why is it that everybody's being incarcerated? In for the record, just 2 days ago, have you been paying attention, friends? Now they're going after three Marines that just happened to be there on January 6th. Your government's going after three Marines that just happened to be there on January 6th that they're attempting to charge. Well, my question is this. How come Donald Trump's not being charged? Well, because, friends, like I've always said, these are two wings to the same bird. There was 1,162 different options when it came to presidential contenders, and the only ones the mainstream media highlighted were Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And now Donald Trump's out there, the father of the vaccine, trying to encourage you to get your shots. Do you see this yet, Americans? Who's setting you up? You know, when you look at a Donald Trump, friends, you got to come to terms with the fact that he's worse than even a Barack Obama because he's more slick and convincing to the people that he's deceiving. I'm just telling you to look at Scripture. Weigh everything out into the light of Scripture. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're blind as a bat. You're deaf as an adder. But here's the thing. The attorneys are recognizing the same thing that I said right after January 6th. Well, who called them there? Who was setting them up? Who was telling them to fight like H.E. double hockey sticks? Oh, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. So what do I see? All these people that say they don't like Trump trying to justify him on this one. Wait a second. To fight like H.E. double hockey sticks is in court documents, by the way. Okay, it's not Bradley Dean's opinion. I'm not trying to even make an issue out of that. I am simply saying that he did say that. But guess what? All of his supporters, friends, that are attacking Bradley, they're saying you're getting wrecked by everybody right now because Donald didn't say that. Oh, yes, Donald did say that. And here's the other thing. You're a fool for your pains to suggest that a guy like me is not in the ring all the time. In other words, these dukes are always up. And I'm always here to prove what is being said. Look at this, friends. This is the mainstream media. You know what's interesting? Judge says Trump may have been urging supporters to do something more than protest on January 6th. Well, who allured them to come? Donald Trump's out there trying to tell you how bad Joe Biden is today, trying to convince you to re-elect him again for a second term. And yet, Donald Trump had the opportunity to go ahead and prosecute treasonous Joe Biden for 4 years, the likes of Clinton's, Barack Obama, the list goes on. But is that what he did? No, he did just the exact opposite. Don't ever think for one moment that I'm getting wrecked by anybody because I'm not going to show you something I can't prove. Okay? I'm not going to do it. But yeah, we don't like Donald Trump, but you know what? You're wrong on this one. Here, look at this. Here's another one from the mainstream media. Before mob stormed U.S. Capitol, and the mob was not the Patriots, friends. Again, it was the cameras and these that were leading them to be entrapped and then accused of the crimes of the D.C. police provocateurs and informants. They wanted you to believe that they were the mob. Nope, they created the mob. It wasn't the people that were there that were the mob. I know many people that were there. Okay, but what does it say? Trump told them to fight like H.E. double hockey sticks. I didn't say that. I'm just highlighting the fact that he led them. But what do we get? We get all these goofballs that are too cowardice to call in and confront me on the issue. And I want to tell you why. Because they know the truth is not in their corner. One said, that's not true. He never said that. Yes, he did. The guy says, yep, I can't stand it, but this is the nonsense that the MSM pushed. Well, wait a second. You're saying I'm making reference to the mainstream media, which, in fact, the only thing I'm highlighting is what's in the court documents, in legal documents. They can't get that wrong. If they do, they can get in trouble for that. Where did you get your information? The same mainstream media. but one wants to see it for the truth.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Bridie on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Bridian.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint and muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book, Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Bridie on Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Bridie on Radio.
It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, folks, please do. I get you for 2 hours today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, for those that have been listening, it's interesting that over the last, I don't know, month and a half, I have been highlighting the people that have been dying in droves as the herds are being thinned out by the said globalists. That's their intent. That's what they said. And what's interesting about that is on an everyday basis, I'm highlighting at least 5 to 7 people, public people that we are all aware of that just passed away. And I've been doing that because it's the most important issue. You can put that up against Amos 8:3. It's a sign of judgment upon a nation that refuses to keep his commandments. The people have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And then they get what they deserve because they didn't take heed to the commandments of the Lord. Psalm 19:11. Okay, so with that, I just want to, and I'm refreshing them every day, so I'm not like dragging up the same news from yesterday, unless I have to make a point concerning the topic of the day, but it's always fresh individuals that I'm bringing up concerning the topics and the news as to what we're addressing. Here's another one. I wanted to highlight this really quick. Don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but again, it is that important because people are suddenly dying all over the world, and this is happening right in front of our faces. This one pulled up right as I got off the airplane from California at 11:24 yesterday evening in the state of Minnesota. Fox News executive Alan Komissaroff dies after a heart attack. Now, he looked like a pretty young man to me, friends. I don't know if he looks like an old man to you, but he's a pretty young guy. He was 47 years old, and he, of course, dies after a heart attack, okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to show you something I brought up over the last week. This young man right here, the C.J. Harris, the former American Idol contestant, whose sudden death left his family members shocked. He died from a heart attack, okay? Folks, if you look at what's going on, these experimental jabs, what they're doing is they're putting a poison into your body, and what happens is it begins to create blood clots. They're taking from autopsies individuals that are dying, and they're going to their heart, and they're going to their aorta, and they're pulling out these long webs of clots from their hearts, okay? You can rest assured, friends, almost 100% positive that's exactly what Lisa Marie died from. Matter of fact, 2 days before, she looked like she was going to fall over, and you'll always notice this like orange white color to their skin, like the blood flow, their circulation is really bad. Well, when she died, it didn't come as a surprise to me because I suspected that she was just like the rest of them. She was promoting the experimental jabs, and little did she know that the devil that I continuously try to warn these people of proved my point once again that they're all expendable. And what are you going to do when he comes after you? And there's nobody left to stand up for you, friends. Well, you're going to have to pay the piper, too. Now they're paying the piper. But what's interesting about going back to C.J. Harris here, the American Idol, who suddenly died of a heart attack. He was a young man, too, friends. He was in his early 30s. But they said that they're not going to do an autopsy. Did you hear what I said? They're not going to do an autopsy on his body. They don't want an autopsy. Matter of fact, I have a couple people that I know of, even locally here, that have had people pass away from these experimental jabs. And the hospitals, for the life of them, will not release their death certificates. Okay, because they don't want you to take a test. They don't want an autopsy. Because the minute they take the autopsy, friends, they're going to know exactly what this is about. Now, stopping there and showing you C.J. Harris, they don't want to have an autopsy because it'll expose those that are responsible, again, for the experimental jabs and this genocide that's taking place on a global basis. What's interesting to note is just last week I highlighted two different videos of one individual who had a friend who lost a daughter to the experimental jab. She was in her teens, and what happened is the government came in and they told them, basically, if you just shut your mouth about what's going on, we'll pay for funeral costs. We want you to rename yourselves. We want to move you to a different location so you can start all over again. But if you don't do what we say, then we're going to destroy you through the media. I played that video. And then I also highlighted another video of a doctor highlighting an individual who lost his 15-year-old son, where FEMA came in and they basically told the family, we would like to go ahead and pay for funeral costs, so on and so forth, but there is stipulation to what we're asking you. In other words, friends, the federal government is coming in, these unconstitutional agencies acting in an unconstitutional, unlawful manner are coming in trying to extort the people to submit so people don't catch on to what's going on. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that at this point. There's too many people that are in the pocket that know exactly what's going on. You can talk to your neighbor's friends. You can talk to the guy at the gas station, at the grocery store. You can talk to him, friends, anywhere and everywhere. And 8 times, if not 9 times, if not 10 times out of 10, you're going to find that they suspected the same thing was going on, okay? And they're going to agree with what you have to say. Now, catching up. I was just in California. I'm back in the saddle here. I'm in the studios. I can play videos. Everything will be grandiosa. What I'm going to do on the other side of this hard break, I'm going to come right back, and I want to show you the video that I couldn't play for you audibly. I narrated through it, but I'm going to play it audibly. And this is where the CEO of Pfizer was caught and confronted on the streets of Davos, okay? And I got to tell you, honestly, I'm surprised the guy made it from point A to point B. Because I suspect there's a lot of people out there that have lost family members that have now caught on to what in fact is really happening. And those that are pushing this agenda, those that are responsible for the death of their family members, I suspect it's just a matter of time before somebody catches up to them. So when I show you the CEO of Pfizer and how he's caught and confronted on the streets of Davos, I am seriously, in all sincerity, asking the question, how did that guy get to the other end of the street? Because everybody knew exactly who these two journalists, I said journalists, real journalists, that were asking real questions that the people needed answers to. Okay, I'm going to play that right on the other side, and we're going to get caught up from there. We're going to be talking about today a government that murders is not a government of the people. And what's happening here all over the United States of America, friends, is absolutely astounding. This is not a government of the people, friends. This is a government that's working for special interest groups to basically lower the population on a global basis. They're not working for you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over and play a piece that I wanted to play for you while I was in California. I had my little remote studio with me at that particular time, but I was having issues with the sound in California. And so we're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota, 4 to 6 inches of brand new snow. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for you because I want you to check this out. This is two journalists, friends, that were asking real questions, questions that the people at large on a global basis wanted answers to. And I want you to hear as to how they confronted the CEO of Pfizer, who all the while knows what he's doing. And here's my take on the whole thing here, is his silence speaks volumes. What are your thoughts? Check this out. Social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsofliberty.com, before it's news.
Mr. Borla, can I ask
you, this page.
When did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret?
See what happens when you ask the people that are responsible for this agenda? They have no answers.
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir? To give refunds back to the country?
Okay, and here I am. I just want to make clear. We have commandments. And if we keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, we will understand concerning judgments. We will understand righteousness and peace. We're not looking for, at any time, an apology. We're not looking for an apology from these criminals. They know all the well what they're doing, watching this CEO from Pfizer not answering the questions. He's not answering them because these are not softballs. These are real questions. And what he's looking forward to, friends, is getting back in front of the state-controlled media, which includes Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS News, and the list goes on, because he knows that they're helping him push the agenda. Well, these people are not. But again, I want to make clear, we're not looking for an apology. We're looking for justice. And these criminals need to be held accountable for their crimes against the people at large on this planet. Period. Okay, so let's watch the rest of this.
Countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine.
Yeah, you ever go there?
Oh, and folks, here's another thing. It's not ineffective. It's totally effective. And it's bringing about the results that they sought. Okay? Again, if you at any time still have in you some deception to believe that these people are well-intended, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. They're not well-intended. They've been exposed for fraud, for crimes against humanity over and over and over again. And here we are on to another one, and we're asking the same people the same questions. And guess what's going to happen, friends? They're going to do it again. Because they're going to regroup and they're going to create another crisis, and they're going to, in the pill, in the jam, will be what it is that they want to bring out politically. Okay? And here we are again. Check this out.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
I'd be scared to death if I was this guy.
You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
Why no apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for
Albert,
for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
And keep in mind all those that are helping him and guiding him and surrounding him, friends, they're all beneficiaries of these crimes as well. And that's what they're doing. And again, they don't understand they're expendable. Neither does Mr. Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO. By the way, he's worth $42 million that we know of. $42 million. This is the guy that sold, one of the guys that sold you the plandemic. And the fact of the matter is, when he's asked by the people that he wanted to, by force, make comply to what he was selling, he will not answer the question.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
And it made a mistake and moved, and you could see the needle never went into the arm. And isn't it interesting how all these politicians had to make it a point, and these actors had to make it a point on a global basis, and I'm literally talking about actors, celebrities as they like to be called, how they had to go on TV to lead the flock to take the same poison that they allegedly took. But look at this. President of Spanish pharma company on the list of over 2,200 people with faked vaccine papers. In other words, they never took the said experimental jabs. Breitbart just reported that. Americans, I mean, we got to come to the reality, and we have to go further with the truth and demand a response concerning what's going on here if we want justice. If we're going to keep taking the answers that the mainstream media gives us, you can already see that they're constantly changing their narrative 24/7 to fit whatever sort of scenario comes their way. And contradiction, hypocrisy, that's what they are. So they have no shame. And the only way that they're going to be ashamed is when you Americans play the law and you take it to them and demand justice. So, in part, I'm really glad that these guys did what they did. In all sincerity, I'm really surprised that this guy made it to the end of the street, because it's just a matter of time. Why do you say that, Bradley? Is that some sort of a threat? No. History teaches us you can only oppress a people for so long. I do a whole show on this, of dictators and kings of the past who thought that they were above the law. And they could do whatever they wanted to do to the people. Well, guess what? Sooner or later, the people rose up. And they said, no more. We're not going to suffer your abuses anymore. I was just in California spending some time with my friend Tony Roman at Basilico's. You all know who he is. He's the guy that refused to bend the knee to that tyrant in the States named Gavin Newsom. And interestingly enough, I met a guy from Romania, and he actually experienced in 1989 the younger generation that would not submit to the tyrannical acts that their forefathers or their fathers and their mothers submitted to for over 40 years. Well, the dictator came out, and he tried it, and guess what happened? The younger generation stood up, and they executed him. Am I suggesting that? I'm saying nope. That's the history of man. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden told a room full of U.S. mayors Friday that his plan to rebuild America doesn't work without them.
You affect people's quality of life more than any other group of people in the world. And mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score.
The White House event was the culmination of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Part of the goal of the meeting was for mayors to let the Biden administration know that the money that has already gone out in grants was spent productively. A former Navy SEAL has been killed in Ukraine. A U.S. Navy official confirmed Daniel Swift's death this week, saying it's unclear why he was in the Eastern European country. Swift was a special warfare operator and had been listed as an active deserter. Existing home sales are continuing to drop. The National Association of Realtors says they've hit a 12-year low, dropping another 1.5% in December. That drop marks the 11th straight month they've fallen. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Taking strides here, friends, little by little, incrementally giving you the information that very far and few between want to give you. Hey, folks, it's the truth that makes you free. John 8:32, not the compromise. Folks, not diplomatic answers. No, we want the truth. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. We want real answers to real questions, period. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Lots of responses on social media platform. Would love to hear your thoughts. Let's keep it to the topic, okay? We're going to cover much today in the next hour and a half here. China's population is now falling, okay? Of course it is. Their government's been attacking them. They have a long history of this. This is what happens when you worship false gods. As a matter of fact, if you look at Mao Zedong, if you know anything about the history of Mao Zedong in China, he murdered his own people, his political opposition. He created droughts. It said that he murdered 20 to 40 million of his own people. Stalin did the same thing. Remember, he was God? Remember, they warred against God? No, dictators want to be God. So they try to put themselves in the place of God, and they attack the things of God. And how does it always end for those that attack the things of God? Well, they reap what they sow. Okay? The Lord's not going to be mocked, nor are you going to touch his glory in any sense of the word. Read Isaiah 14. Satan tried to do the same thing. But these people in China, they're learning the hard way. Just like in America, just like in Germany, just like in France, just like in Australia, just like all over the world to the people that are still tolerating these individuals that are driving this narrative, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. We have a dictator, communist, named Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota. He's the governor that the mainstream media wants you to believe that 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota reelected so they can be abused more by the likes of a Tim Walz. Now he's talking about bringing forth a bill to force jab children. Hey, Timmy, ain't gonna happen, dog. And yes, you earned that disrespect. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. But it's happening. And keep in mind what I'm talking about right now, because you're going to recollect what I'm talking about now in just a couple minutes. China's population falls. I wanted to go back to Mao Zedong really quick in China. Do you know that the grandchildren that lost their grandparents because of the murderous dictates of a totalitarian communist system under Mao Zedong killed their grandparents? Do you know that when they go into throughout the cities in China, Mao Zedong's picture is everywhere. The grandchildren are worshiping the likes of a Mao Zedong that, in fact, killed their grandparents to the equivalency of 20 to 40 million people. This is how ignorant a people can become. Joseph Stalin, after he killed up to 60 million of his own people, he was called the father to his nation. I'm not making this up, right? And the list goes on. The list goes on. They have a problem with the things of the Lord. Well, guess what? The Lord's children have a problem with you. And that's why they're preaching out against you. And they're going to continuously do so in reproving the work of darkness. Ephesians 5:11. Okay, so with that said, we can see what's happening in China right now. The population is falling. Yes, because they're killing them off, right? We all know that. Okay, so this is leading up into my next portion that I want to share with you as to what's going on in Minnesota. Okay, if they can't get you through the experimental jabs, since 1973, they want you to believe that you have a right to violate God's moral law in killing innocent babies. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But they want you to believe that you have a right to do it because they said so. Well, guess what? The state is trying to usurp the authority of God. I was just in the state capital of Minnesota 3 weeks ago, two and a half, 3 weeks ago. Everywhere, friends, and I showed you many of these. Quotes from the Lord. Moses in the Ten Commandments. And warnings from the likes of a John Locke, one of the three that established English common law in the United States of America, where he said, where the law ends, God's moral law ends, Exodus 20, tyranny begins. And it's everywhere you go. And then our politicians put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God that they're going to uphold the enumerated laws, and then they tear it down. Oh my goodness, do you not know that the Lord holds you accountable for your oath as well? And it's for us, the people in this country, who are the law under God, to enforce that law against these people when they don't do it. And we have provision in the U.S. Constitution in doing so. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? And if you want to go to Scripture concerning their oaths, go to Deuteronomy 23:23. And Numbers 30, verse 2. You will find it there. Look what they're doing in New York. For some reason or another, the people in the United States believe somehow or another that your said representatives have a right to advocate for murder, namely the innocent in the womb. Look at this. New York will offer free. Notice how it's always free when it kills. Wait a second. There's nothing free that comes from the government. It's we, the people that work, that are being taxed without representation, thrown into a coffer where these criminals steal our tax dollars at will and then reallocate to the bureaucracies that they create. And they want you to believe that they're doing the people a service in this country when they're murdering. You notice how vaccines are free? Notice how abortion pills, now they want to make them free too? Is this insanity? Is this even the United States of America anymore? Hey, folks, I got a question for you. A government that murders is not a government of the people. In America, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Are we giving them permission to kill our babies for free? That's what they want you to believe. Hey, folks, if you're looking for the face of a murderer, look at what these murderers are advocating for. Murder. What is it that they must be responsible for? I can tell you, if they're trying to produce more fruit to the glory of the devil that they serve, John 10:10, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, I'll tell you what, folks, they just are blatantly exhibiting themselves, mask off, showing the world as to who they are and what it is that they advocate for. Furthermore, they are also showing you who they work for, and it's not the American people in any sense of the word. New York will offer free abortion pills. Wow, isn't that interesting? Free. They want you to believe it's free. Just like these free, going back to vaccinations again, free vaccines. Come in for your free vaccination. Really? You do understand, Americans, as to how all of these big pharma companies are making billions of dollars, right? You've been paying attention to all these bills that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have been passing illegally, as if to suggest they're working for we the people when they're doing that? No. They're stealing our tax dollars. So the first thing they do is they create the crisis. They give you the answer. Okay, so there's a virus they can't prove, and they never could. And then all of a sudden they want to say, now you need to take a vaccination to deal with the virus that we can't prove. And what we're going to do is we're going to have it up in the shadows, and it's going to be all ready to go. And then we're going to have Donald Trump come out and say that he's the father of the vaccine and everybody needs to take it like he is today. And then what happens is they want you to believe that you can get a free vaccination when, in fact, what you don't realize is you paid for that to your own demise. Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out. And they're also lining the pockets of Big Pharma. Where did that money come from? How are they making billions of dollars? Through the bills that they're signing. So your money is being stolen from the coffers, and they're going to Big Pharma, and then the politicians reap the benefits by taking money under the table. Oh, don't tell me that's not how it's working, because it is. Read Amos 5:7. That's exactly what is happening in the United States of America. So I'm going to take this phone call really quick, and then I'm going to get back over to this because I want to show you what's happening in the state of Minnesota. And then I want to get to a couple other things that I talked about yesterday. And of course, the cowards want to go ahead and take shots at Bradley, but I'm going to go ahead and call them out for who they are. Okay? So just hang on a second. Steve from Michigan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, so am I. I'm 100% veteran, by the way. You look like a veteran. I just want to say, you know, I watched a video this morning on Rumble, of course. I will do nothing but Rumble. And it was on, up in Canada, this drag queen stuff, and I'm sure you probably covered it before, but the reason I'm talking about this is it's like when Jesus was talking to his apostles, and he says, you'll know last days, it'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can get the picture of how this is looking more like it would have been Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot and the two angels that come in there, and they were trying to protect Lot. And then the crowd, they wanted the angels to come out so they could know them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really interesting. We are close to Christ coming back, and I thank you for what you're doing for everybody. I'm sure you're blessed in God.
I'm blessed when I get to hear from guys like you from all over the country that are listening to it. And you know, the fact of the matter is, I've always said this, Steve. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you facts, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm adamant about what I'm doing, because first, I love the Lord, and He gave me that love in Romans 5:5. And it's also interesting, I love man, and I don't like when man's being lied to, and I don't like being lied to, so therefore I want to make sure that they know that they're being lied to by showing them the truth. That's going to make them free.
Yep.
And that's what we've been doing for 23 years. But I appreciate your comments. I totally do, Steve, and I am blessed in God, and I appreciate your phone call very much. We're going to take a hard break here, friends. I'm sorry, not a hard break, a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this. Steve, check out Genesis 18 and 19. That's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's in the Old Testament. Check that out and then align it to what you're talking about. Cool. Just wanted to make sure you got the context. Amen. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second, guys, doing live radio, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this because I'm going to highlight this in just a moment, and I want to pull it up for you. I always want you to see it for yourself, because when you see it for yourself, folks, there's no denying it. And the media is trying to say that Mr. Billy Bob here did not say what he said, but I want you to hear what he said in context, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to put it up on social media platforms, okay? Notice what he talks about. He wants to depopulate the world, okay? He said if we do a really good job on vaccines and reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, murder mills, that's what he's talking about. And keep in mind, Bill Gates' dad was a board member of Planned Parenthood. And Bill's daddy said of him that he received his demonized ideologies, because that's where it came from, concerning population control. It came from him working at Planned Parenthood. Okay, but I want you to check this out, and I want you to listen to this, because this is going to be pertinent to the very things that we're going to be talking about in just a second here. Check this out. Okay.
About $9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so you heard what he said.
Reproductive health services.
Okay, I want you to hear it again.
Really great job on.
Here, let me do this.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We could lower that by 10 or 15%. I want to make clear that the mainstream media is trying to basically denounce. They're trying to distance themselves from this comment that Bill Gates made. And, of course, he's the one paying for this, right? But they're saying, the fact checkers are saying he didn't say what you just heard. And I kept it in context.